I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today, Easter Sunday, is the birth of a movement which we are a part of. It is the birth of a movement which we are a part of. And that's an important thing to remember as we think about today. You may have noticed when I read the Gospel from Mark, which is the earliest of all the Gospels written, Mark does not go into detail about seeing Jesus. He just says, Jesus is not here. Go to Galilee. And in Galilee, there was the birth of the movement. Now we know, living in 2018, that we have a challenge because we are very scientific people. And we know that some of the imagery that we have used in the past as Christians doesn't seem to hold up for people living today. Because we know that the earth goes round the sun, not the other way around. We know that the earth is a big ball, not a flat surface, a disc, as the ancient people believed. And we know that God is not above the stars, and the stars are rips in his cloak that shines through. So how do we proclaim the Easter message in 2018 so that people coming after us know the truth of this? This is the challenge for Christians on the Easter Sunday morning of 2018. Now I had to sing this morning, All Things Bright and Beautiful, because it is a song of creation. And we know that God's first revelation to us is through creation. And while you might have thought I was giving you a Sunday school children's hymn, it really is a hymn in praise of God's creation, of which we are a part. We are all connected, and we are connected to all the other things in creation. We are connected, if you check DNA, the dog I used to have and myself shared 60% of our DNA. We are a community. We are a community with each other. In the second reading today from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, we had Peter showing courage, courage in his new movement of following in the way, which we celebrate today, to go and talk to a Gentile and to be inclusive and equal with a Gentile, which was seen as a no-no in his day. It took courage. Peter was a man that before the crucifixion of Jesus had no courage. Think about that. Here is Peter before denying Jesus. It's credible testimony that he denied Jesus when Jesus had been arrested. But after, when the movement started and the tomb was empty, he experienced an energy and a courage and a fortitude to break the boundaries of the traditions of which he was a part and to speak as Jesus had. Jesus spoke to the outcasts. Jesus spoke to those who were socially not liked or wanted, and people wanted to pretend they weren't there. Jesus did the opposite. He broke the bonds of convention. And here is Peter being animated after the day of Easter, after the time of the empty tomb. Here he was, breaking the bonds of society that had encased him and became a statement of social justice. In fact, there is lore, we don't have a proof of it, but there is a lore that he was crucified upside down. And the only thing he had to do to not be crucified upside down by the Romans, to be crucified you had to be, that was the only death penalty, only Rome could give it, no one else could. So he had upset the Roman authority, and all he had to do was renounce Jesus, but he didn't. The Easter moment was a moment of great courage for Peter and for the others. And they all found backbone. they all found, you know the words, to go ahead and stand up to the social affronts of his own day and of their own day. And this is the movement of which we are a part. It is us now who must stand up for social justice. It is us now that must speak truth to power. And it's not always easy. But it is the call of Easter Sunday to all people who follow Jesus. Unfortunately, the message of Jesus over time has been covered over with lots of sugar and lots of syrup and lots of candy. And the message of Jesus is forgotten. It's been dulled and blunted. And we forget the sharpness of Jesus our Savior, calling us to love passionately, to love equally, to love inclusively, to love in forgiveness, to love in redemption. That's the Jesus message. It's not an easy message. But it's ours. We have been given this message and we are a part of this movement today. I'm not going to list all the possible things that we could be involved in. Because you have to be guided by the Holy Spirit to say, how am I standing up for this revolutionary Jesus who inspired people today through the Easter experience, through the empty tomb, to get up off the couch and to get involved, standing for justice? Maybe an example could be our giving more support to the refugee family who is in our midst here in Agassiz and Harrison, to support them as they get a new life after a lot of torture in another part of the world, in Africa. There could be other things, but it's all about love and social justice. That's the core of the Easter message. It is tough. It's not easy. But it's one that we are called to do. It's a call to inclusion. A call to loving everybody, even when we find it more difficult to think about loving that person. It is a call to love that person. One of the reasons I had us sing All Things Bright and Beautiful this morning is the idea that God has created us all. We are all in community together. We face something that's quite dire, and that's climate change. And a lot of people don't want to talk about climate change. Or they want to say, well, this and all that. But there's undeniable proof that is there that unless we change our ways quickly, all of us here who have grandchildren, and some of us here are young who have not got children yet, but your children, maybe their children, your grandchildren, won't have a life unless we change our ways. We are suffocating our planet. We are well on the road to the sixth major extinction this planet has experienced. I know that seems sort of far off and obtuse, but it's real. And we have to now start changing our ways and convincing others to change their ways. It's not easy. I like the comfortable way, but I have to think about it as well. I may have to give up my car and get a smart car, maybe an electric smart car, and cut my driving down to just a little bit. I don't know, but we all have to do something because this, God is the creator. We are the stewards of the creation, and we have to become sensitive to that. But there's many other challenges as well that all fit together. But we are the part of a movement that was born this day, a movement for social justice, one that demonstrates love for the whole of the world. I pray today as we receive the sacrament to which we are all invited. It's an open table that we receive the body and blood of Christ broken and shed for us, that we are animated and encouraged to follow Jesus, whose empty tomb inspires us today to give us the energy of a resurrected faith and a resurrected energy that we live now in 2018. May God bless us all. Amen.